Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Ready? It's Wrestling Observer Live, and we're live 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, Sundays, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, and Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. It's Jim Valley.
Thicker than a Snickers.
The effing king of recovery.
Faster than a cat with whiskers.
Back. Because of the fans.
Each and every one of you.
The largest gathering of trailer park trash.
You all fat, neck-bearded, mouth-breathing trolls.
They don't have adrenaline in their soul.
Just keeps getting longer. Well, it's August 31st, summer season. Almost over, kids going back to school, football's starting up, and hope you Halloween and pumpkin spice weirdos are happy. I like to have a little bit more summer, but no. Your season used to start maybe end of September, but now, like early August, we get all this stuff, so hope you're happy. Bash in Berlin happening right now. Now, I expect most people right now, as I'm talking, are watching probably what will turn out to be WWE's lowest PLE of the year, rather than listen to me. So few people, as a matter of fact, like watching a Disco Inferno match. I watched All In again. Is it a legendary show? At first, I didn't think it was. What do I think now? I'll let you know. Just not right now. How much money is too much money? Dave Meltzer reporting that some in WWE think Swerve's big new money contract isn't in line with the market. He should make less. As a matter of fact, it's not just out of line with the market. It's bad for wrestling. You catch that? Plus Sid, SmackDown, Rampage, TNA, Stardom. So many things to talk about. Stand by, Jim Val, Wrestling Observer Live.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It's your family, Wrestling Observer Live. Dude, what are you doing? Playing disco? Playing the same song again? Disco sucks. Should have played Rick D's the Disco Dick. Duck, duck. Disco duck. Want to wish a happy birthday to Observer subscriber, Wrestling Observer Live Saturday listener, Brian Quindlen. Happy 37th birthday, Brian. He's an elementary school teacher in Westchester, Pennsylvania, and I'm told he listens every week. That's awesome. You have no idea, seriously, how much I appreciate that and how much that means to me. So happy 37, Brian. My 37th was 18 years ago. What did I do? 2006. You know what I think I did for my 37th birthday? True. This is absolutely true. We went to Las Vegas to see Barry Manilow in concert. So that was a good year. Speaking of Philadelphia, is WrestleMania coming back to Philadelphia? Maybe, maybe not. Probably not. In a Q&A video that has since been deleted, Democratic Governor of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, said WrestleMania would be coming back in 2026 to Philadelphia. Then later, spokesperson said the governor misspoke, and while WrestleMania won't be in Philadelphia in 26, the governor looks forward to continued work with WWE to bring more events to the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. That's right. Pennsylvania is a Commonwealth. We know more about the Drew McIntyre, Jack Perry picture they took together. Post Wrestling reporting a quote from Drew saying they were on the same flight and Jack was just right in front of him. They had a chat. Lovely lad, he said. And they just decided, hey, we should take a picture together. We're both wrestlers. I'll put it on the internet. Bad things happen when you say, I'll put it on the internet. They should have just shared bracelets. Big news out of Stardom. Overnight, Maiko won the 5-star Grand Prix, defeating Saya Kamitani in the finals, and Maiko, the first woman ever to go undefeated in the 5-star tournament. Now, in a result that I gotta say surprised me, Tam Nakano, once again the World of Stardom champion, she beat Natsuko Tora, and they had a story where Tora offered Nakano a title shot, even though Nakano was eliminated, maybe did poorly in the five-star Grand Prix. Damn, Nakano has now regained the title she never lost. She had to vacate it because of injury. Now, I would think that Hate, the new heel group, would want to be established, but no. Also, the Cosmic Angels, Natsupoi, Sorano, and Yuna Mizumori defeated Hate, Konami, Thekla, and Ruka that night. Also, Anna Jay beat Momo Kogo. So Tam's world champion, Natsupoi holds the white belt, and Soriano is the Sendai Girls champions, that means. With the Stardom Trios titles, three members of Cosmic Angels are double champions. TNA Emergence Friday night, pay-per-view, saw JBL once again appear. You know, he appeared in AAA, GCW. He gave Effie that clothesline from hell. JBL appeared after Nick Nemeth defeated Josh Alexander to retain the TNA world title in a 60-minute Iron Man match. Now, instead of giving Nemeth a clothesline like he did Effie, JBL whispered something, we don't know what, in Nemeth's ear and then left. Nemeth nodded and smiled to end the show. Other results from the pay-per-view. Frankie Kazarian defeated Kushida. PCO defeated Shira to retain the TNA Digital Media and International Heavyweight Championships. Zachary Wentz defeated Speedball Mike Bailey, Hammerstone, Josh Hatch, Jason Hodge, I should say, Laredo Kid, and Riley Osborne to be the new TNA X Division champion. Great match. Wentz knocked Bailey off the X structure right at the end to win the title. Steve Macklin defeated Eric Young. Jordan Grace, Jody Threat, Danny Luna defeated Ash by Elegance, Masa Slamovich, and Alicia Edwards. Now, during the match, Alicia Edwards was knocked unconscious. Kind of scary. She was outside of the ring, not moving at all. Very early in the match, there's a spot where people were on the floor and they were brawling, all three heels again, out on the floor. Then Jordan Grace threw her Spitfire partners onto the pile of bodies before preparing to dive herself. So that might have been where the injury occurred. Fortunately, no one got up for her dive. In the moment before she realized what was happening, she seemed frustrated, went over to check, noticed that Edwards was lifeless, and the match sort of moved to the other side of the ring. Tommy Dreamer, other TNA officials, checked on Edwards, helped her to the back. Now, she is reportedly okay, but she and PCO have been placed under concussion protocols. ABC defeated AJ Francis and KC Navarro to retain the TNA Tag Team Championships. Steph DeLander is going to confront Matt Cardona on Impact on Thursday. And Bruce, Brian Myers, Eddie Edwards, JDC defeated Joe Hendry, Matt Santana, and the Hardys. Now, before the match, very funny, Hendry reworked his theme song to include that he also believes in Matt and Jeff Hardy. And then Hendry did some Hardy stuff, and also they did the Hendry stuff. It was very charming. After the match, Moose yelled at the camera that he's going to get what's his. And it's been announced that Nick Nemeth will defend the TNA world title at Victory Road against Moose September 13th. Now, getting back to the main event, Nick Nemeth beat Josh Alexander 3-2. Iron Man match. Now, look, on paper, these guys are great wrestlers. Seem like they'd be great opponents. You can't praise their ability enough. In real life, it didn't work. The crowd didn't get into the match until the end. Like halfway through, there were all kinds of different chants. LA Knight chants, Suplex City, doing the Road Dog thing. We want Vicky, talking about Vicky Guerrero. And nickname of this Dolph Ziggler in WWE. It was just kind of annoying. And there's a second 60-minute Nick Nemeth match in TNA where fans kind of took over. Capital Collision, Friday night, Washington, D.C. Mercedes Moné pinned Momo Watanabe. Great main event. Mercedes won with her moneymaker finish, the best it has ever looked. Also on the card, Empress Nexus V. That's Mina Shirakawa and Hanako defeated Viva Van and Trish Adora. Tomohiro Ishii and Hiroshi Tanahashi defeated TMDK, Bad Dude Tito, and Robbie Eagles, along with the Grizzled Young Veterans in a number one contenders match for the strong openweight tag team titles. Tanahashi hit the high fly flow, which is pretty impressive these days. Rocky Romero, Kevin Knight, and Yoshihashi defeated the Bullet Club War Dogs of Finlay, Clark Connors, and Drilla Mahoney in a six-man tag team match. And the War Dogs afterwards beat up Kevin Knight. Can't trust those War Dogs. Dirty Work of Fred Rosser and Tom Lawler defeated the West Coast Wrecking Crew of Royce Isaacs and Jarrell Nelson in a no DQ tag team match. These guys are great opponents, I will say that. And then Zack Sabre Jr. beat Eaton. Naito defeated TJP. Michael Eaton, Mikey Nichols, and Shane Haste defeated Hechicero and Virus for the openweight tag team titles. And Takahashi defeated Ali with the time bomb. And Gabe Kidd defeated Leo. We'll talk about SmackDown and more. Stand by. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live, Bash in Berlin. Bash in Berlin, at Berlin. Bash adjacent to Berlin. Bash in Berlin, happening right now, the PLE. And Cody Rhodes and Kevin Owens are opening the show. And it sounds like the crowd is hot, chanting a ton of different things. People seem to be really enjoying the match. Yeah, seems like it's off to a great start. So someone said, I love the German crowds. I just wish I knew what they were chanting. But yet another great international crowd. Those are fun, I'll tell you what. It's very fun. Even, I guess, the German fans are counting the pins in German, which makes sense, obviously, because it's German. Anyway, everyone loves the crowd, so we'll keep an eye on the results as things go on. But again, we're sort of in one of those weird places. With the PLE happening right now, it kind of negates SmackDown. So I'll just give you some very, very quick results. So real quick, LA Knight pinned Ludwig Kaiser. Crowd loved both of them. Night one with the BFT. Match got some time. Los Garza, Angel and Humberto beat Apollo Crews and Baron Corbin. After years of being a chicken heel, Baron Corbin is a badass now. Legado de Fantasma won. Little help from Elektra on the outside. Cody and Kevin Owens talked in the ring, setting up the match that's happening right now. And believe it or not, Cody actually noticed. He watched the video of Kevin looking like he might attack Cody and then changing his mind at the last minute. Can baby faces do that? Anyway, Cody believes that Kevin might be mad because he doesn't get enough credit for the revolution in wrestling, and maybe Cody gets too much credit. Owens kept bringing up Cody's injured knee. Anyway, Cody said he's going to defeat Kevin Owens. And he asked Kevin, after I beat you, will we still be friends? Owens dropped his mic, walked over to Cody, whispered in his ear, we don't know what, and left the ring. So, tell you what, this story would not work without the acting ability, well, incredibility, to be honest, of Cody and KO. Solo Sikoa cut a promo saying, whoever is champion, Cody or Kevin Owens, the Chief is coming at you. So Solo Sikoa wants a title shot. One person wants to see that. Didn't we didn't SummerSlam? Didn't we? That happened, right? It seems a little fast. I don't know if it's for SmackDown or what it is. Backstage, A-Town Down Under mocked Baron Corbin and Apollo for losing. Then Austin Theory got mad at Waller for instigating the confrontation. He said maybe they were falling apart. Waller apologized, but seeds have been planted. Video package, Giovanni Vinci debuts next week. Carmelo Hayes defeated Andrade. Tie their series up at 2 apiece. Andrade was setting Carmelo up for something off the top rope. Melo slipped down between his legs. Andrade fell on the exposed top turnbuckle. Melo went right to the top, hit nothing but net for the win. There will be a match 5. Nia Jax defeated Meechan in a straight fight. Good for Meechan. Look, she's booked at the bottom of the totem pole. Doesn't mean she doesn't have talent, but hey, she got to be in a wild TV main event. Meechan got off a table, powerbombed Jax through a table. From there, Tiffany Stratton's music hit. Stratton ran down to the ring with her briefcase. And for a second, she might cash it in. She's kind of torn. But Stratton hit Meechan with the briefcase. Went for her moonsault, but Bailey's music hit. Bailey took out Stratton. Apparently, Bailey's been gone since SummerSlam. I didn't notice. I'm sorry. Back in the ring, Meechan kicked Jax until Jax Samoan dropped Meechan through a table. Jax hit her finish, complete with a trash can on Meechan's head for the win. That did not look fun. After the match, Jax kept beating on Meechan with some weapons, and Jax looked angry, held up her title to end the show. Are you interested in the eventual Tiffany Nia feud? Who's going to be the babyface? Anyway, fine show. Didn't really feel like going. Rampage. Jeff Jarrett, Jay Lethal with Karen won a three-way over the Undisputed Kingdom and Private Party. Lethal and Jarrett made David and Bennett tap with stereo figure fours. Mina Shirakawa defeated Misa Kate. Sounds like Jar Jar Binks's Misa Kate with a sit-out reverse suplex. Lots of Mina being Mina. And apparently Mina's moved to the United States. That better be one immigrant the government doesn't keep out. Grizzled Young Vets beat the Outrunners with Erica Lee with the high-low. Nyla Rose beat Amina Belmont. And Takeshita coming back from the G1. They did a big video package for him on Rampage. And he won the main event on Rampage. But it was still a very fun match. I loved it. Four-way over Commander Leo Rush and the Beast Mortos. I'll tell you what, Takeshita and Mortos would be a great one-on-one match. Leo, Commander would be fun one-on-one. And all of them mixed. It was great. Collision, Saturday. Kyle Fletcher versus Ishii. The Undisputed Kingdom, who tapped on Rampage. Take on FTR. Lee Moriarty, Johnny TV, and the Beast Mortos versus Hologram, Kyle O'Reilly, and Orange Cassidy. It's like being back at the East Auditorium. And a women's four-way match, Hikaru Shida and Thunder Rosa versus two other people I didn't write down. I'm not going to bother. It's Collision. It's always a nice little night of wrestling. So Dave Meltzer's reporting, there are those in WWE who feel that Swerve, among others, Daniel Garcia, Money, Mercedes Money, that their high-paying contracts, especially Swerve's, is bad for business, as it's so far over the market value, or at least what WWE thinks is market value. Sorry, the lobster costs too much. It's market value, and it's lobster. It's high quality. You got to pay for quality. And Swerve's definitely quality. You know, not only did all those years without much competition for WWE affect fans' perception of reality, clearly it's affected the minds and perspectives of those inside WWE. They're entitled to whatever wrestler they want at the price they want to pay. It's like they're your grandmother. I remember when a nickel would get you a ticket to the movie and a large popcorn and a drink, a cartoon and the feature film, plus you'd have enough change left to buy a Studebaker, a small Rambler home in a nice neighborhood, maybe even start a savings account for college, for the kids. Well, times have changed. Everyone's talking about inflation. Everything's going up, except apparently the price of wrestlers. And it's not just a monopoly that has had an effect. And look, this is circumstantial. The WWE has been national for 40 years. Generations of kids grew up watching Raw, SmackDown, playing with their action figures. They're dazzled as kids by the glitz and the glamour of the WWE universe. Then, now, forever. WWE is the dream. Just like Stephanie Vacher. Vakir. The Vakmeister. Just like her. In Chile. She watched TV and she dreamed of being in WWE. You know, WWE, they don't offer contracts. They offer opportunity. And I'm sure WWE would never, ever try to leverage that desire of a talent whose dream since childhood to live out their fantasy of being a WWE superstar. I'm sure they'd never do that by offering less. What's that? Excuse me? How much do many wrestlers make at NXT? What's that? $25,000 a year. What? Roommates are good for you. Get to drive a beater car. Shop at Ross. Now look, got that billionaire Tony Khan coming in and ruining everything. Instead of 15% of revenue, like it should be, he's paying talent 55% like they're professional sports or something. Like everybody else. Football and baseball. Now look, WWE doesn't have that kind of money. Only touted record profits several quarters in a row. It's only sent out a seemingly endless stream of press releases screaming tickets sold, the highest prices, biggest gates, records broken for live events, Raws, SmackDowns, PLEs, TV ratings, Fast Nationals, Netflix, Saudi Arabia. Money, 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 money. Look, they're broke. We'll talk about it next. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Bash in Berlin, happening right now in Berlin. I don't believe Terry Nunn is there, though. She's the lead singer of Berlin. 80s band. Old man joke. Anyway, so first main event of the night, spoiler, Cody retains over Kevin Owens. But story was, Owens was his worst enemy in the match, not being able to hit certain moves that might have got him the win. Does that sound familiar? Did we all in? Is that, I thought we hated that when that story sucked, I thought. Okay. Anyway, everyone praising the match. Of course, Cody and Kevin, two pros, no surprise. There was no heel turn for Kevin Owens, but I wouldn't expect it if that's coming for the first match. But I mean, come on. Cody Rhodes, Kevin Owens. Of course, how could it not be good? That'd be very, very hard for it not to be good. So there you go. First match, Bash in Berlin. Getting back to WWE. You know, I wonder if we're going to get a press release talking about how much money WWE made at Bash in Berlin. You know, not only records, record crowds, record PLEs, record deals, Saudi Arabia. Don't forget, cities are also paying WWE to come and run PLEs. I mean, everything they do is just money. And now, Tony Khan. Ruining it for everybody. It's bad for wrestling. WWE can't afford that. Look, despite all those press releases, sound like they came from Scrooge McDuck. You see, look, times are tight. Recession, inflation, belt tightening, taxes. Who knows what Kamala Harris might do? Look, you might be aware that UFC, now a sister company of WWE, under the TKO umbrella, dealing with a class action lawsuit that alleges UFC because it had a virtual monopoly. Sound familiar? Didn't pay fighters what they deserved. Now, it looked like UFC was going to settle for several hundreds million dollars, but the judge indicated the amount of the settlement wasn't. Now, could any of this affect how WWE under TKO might do business going forward? Could there be, I think there was one that was a mess, but could we see another WWE class action lawsuit that's more organized and realistic? You know, not a concussion, but talking about maybe they should have been paid more. I don't know. Others have tried something similar, failed. Who knows what the future holds. I'm not implying that there should be one. Just asking, might there be? Now, many WWE stars are multi-millionaires, richer than you and I will ever be, richer beyond their wildest dreams. Now, depending on their careers, though, they may have lost out on millions more. Had there been competition or other incentives for WWE to increase that percentage of revenue for wrestlers. Jim, you're thinking, you liberal, woke, pinko commie, you're worse than San Francisco and Nancy Pelosi. Here's the thing. Yes, it is incumbent on a wrestler or any individual to manage their money and save for the future. And today that can be a lot of money. But is it enough? enough money after maybe a divorce or two. Even a bad investment. You know, there are rumors that some wrestlers who you think would be very rich maybe made some poor investments. And I mean, look, Conrad could only do so many podcasts. Blue Chew isn't going to cover everyone's bills. And let's break it down simply. Very, very basic. Look, it's more complicated than this, but get the idea. Pro wrestlers likely need medical care when they get older. We all do. Tell me about it. You're looking at the poster child. Some of us earlier than others, like me. Now, given wrestlers are independent contractors, coverage is going to be probably individual and expensive in the future. You know, they're not doing it through an employer. Now, I'd like to see them get care in the future, no matter what they need. And look, and that's why I'd like to see a larger percentage of revenue paid to wrestlers. So there's a better chance they'll be more self-sustaining in the future. If they have money, it means they won't be relying as much or at all on the government or Obamacare. So see, keep the government smaller because other people have money. It's not socialism. It's capitalism. Money. WWE has it. And they should invest in their talent so the men and women who entertained us all these years have a secure future and dignity. You don't want to have them take like a embarrassing, undignified job, like, I don't know, taking tickets in a strip club. Anyway, you know, if I said a guy was WWE and WCW champion, beat both Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels, headlined two WrestleManias and a Starrcade, plus got a $150,000 payoff for WrestleMania, you'd say, it's probably a great wrestler. Then I'd say, I just described Sid Vicious. You're like, well, if you did that, you'd be in trouble. Lots of people upset. Describing Sid Vicious is not a good technician. It apparently dishonors his memory. Now look, if a person is mean, takes it too far, disrespectful, that's bad. If it's a person, father, grandfather, be respectful. But in your memories, if you mention, hey, wasn't always the best, you know, Voices of Wrestling titled one article about Sid, the best bad wrestler, then went on to be very complimentary. I have no problem with that. A lot of people did. And as I scrolled through X, you know, I was 20, right? Something like that, when Sid hit the national scene. So I wasn't a kid. And he was okay. But I saw a ton of Sid memories from people when they were kids. It kind of blew my mind, honestly. Not that they didn't deserve it, I just, you know, Sid was popular at a time, at a low point in the business. And so just the number and his effect, it really surprised me. And good on him. I'm not saying it's bad. But they talked about how Sid scared them, destroying the barbershop, turning on Hulk Hogan, body bag matches versus The Undertaker, and even that awful WCW mini movie with the British Bulldog and Sting and Vader, Colonel Parker, and the exploding boat, and the evil dwarf. I don't remember his name. You're probably saying it right now, and I feel sorry for you. Sid was not the best wrestler, no, but he didn't need to be. His look, his size, his intensity, and power more than made up for it. And I know we like to not speak ill of the dead. And as I look through all those memories, all those positive childhood memories, I think those speak louder than saying, he wasn't the best at wrestling. And honestly, do you think Sid would care? Doubt it. He'd probably tell you he was great, made a ton of money, and you could stick it. I think wrestling was a job to him. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm sure he liked fans. Some of the other wrestlers. Not all of them. Billman. Anyway, but I certainly got the impression he didn't like some of the BS with the wrestling business. He'd disappear, play softball. And look, if you have enough money, why not do what makes you happy? Isn't that why we work? Isn't that what money is for? To do what you love. Jim Ross says there's wrestlers and there's attractions. Sid was an attraction. Everyone loves to see the strong man at the circus. Nobody cares if he's not as graceful as the acrobats. When Ultimate Warrior disappeared during his feud with The Undertaker, I saw Sid fill in a live event, WWE live event, in Spokane, Washington. It was only a couple of minutes long. Nowhere near the confrontation you'd expect, where you must stuff your opponent in a body bag. After just a few minutes, Taker was powerbombed, bagged, beaten, and they were on to the next town. It wasn't long, but fans got what they paid for. Sid was a main event talent. Probably, though, could have made more money if he was used better. Just to kick ass, or the threat of kicking ass. Sid shouldn't have been in mini movies, or when the Shockmaster came out, or with the fake Sting. Sid was built to be a monster and to kick ass. Nobody looked at Sid Vicious coming down the aisle and said, "Look at the size of that guy. I'll bet he does a killer drop double." Sid's not built for technical wrestling. Neither is Braun Strowman. People love him. Neither is Bronson Reed. He's getting over. Sid was breaking out around the time that the powerbomb was the coolest move in wrestling. You want to get over? You hit that powerbomb. Sort of like the DDT. Everybody had to hit the powerbomb. It was the move for a while in wrestling. Sid did it, and it fit him perfectly. But Sid was at his best kicking ass. But there's nothing wrong with not growing up being a wrestling fan. There's nothing wrong with looking at it like a business. Sometimes you go to work and it's just a job. I used to love being in radio. Then it became just a job. Then I got fired. Then it wasn't my job anymore. But everything becomes a job anyway. So nothing wrong with treating it like a business from the beginning. But Sid gave people so many memories. And as I scrolled through X, it was amazing, because I didn't think Sid was the best. I thought it was used in very stupid things, but the kids growing up, they loved it. And read through X and see a testimony to Sid. Rest in peace, Sid. Stand by, it's Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill. Discreet delivery in a few days and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Jim Bentley, Wrestling Observer Live in the chat. Somebody says, there are a lot of ways to be a great professional wrestler. And Sid was one of them. Absolutely. WWE Bash in Berlin going on. Women's title match is in the ring right now. I watched All In again this past week. And I got to say, maybe I was wrong. I think it's a better show than I initially thought. Better matches, better everything. And a very WWE-like production, I felt, on second glance. Is it legendary? Quite possible. WWE WrestleMania, where Bryan won the world title, will always be more famous. But it was start and stop, off and on, kicking and screaming. They finally gave Bryan the title. What makes this special? It's his first world title win where he was the plan. From beginning to end, they always wanted him. He was the plan to win from the beginning. It wasn't just, well, we better do it. And his family was there. And so I think off the air, it was probably less stressful than, say, WrestleMania 30 was. When it's, he's on, he's off, he's on, he's off. They had faith in him. They pushed him. They brought the family. Gave him a beautiful moment. It's a great match. Swerve is amazing as an opponent. So, yes, I think it will be legendary in the sense that it was the world title that Bryan was meant to win from the start. So I think that makes it very special. So, great show. great matches. But again, did you notice that? That was a very WWE style match. Am I here next week? Maybe, maybe not. We'll find out. Thank you for listening, all seven of you today. All the papers. Anyway, talk to you next time. It's Jim Valley. Wrestling Observer.